Anne has a service dog. She is blind. Anne and Bethany, hello.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How will pet dogs, affect your service dog?
Because I've been attacked twice by dogs in stores.
Oh, no.
Because I come in with a seeing eye dog. The training that goes behind this dog, they're part of it, too, is socialization. When they come into a establishment, like a restaurant, they're to go under the table and lay down. And it causes, much more control and order. At all times, I'm holding on to the leash. And the purpose of a seeing eye dog that is allowed to go into a restaurant or an establishment is to allow me to try to live life on life's terms. And I really wish that I had the opportunity to just have a pet to take around. Mm-hmm. When I take my dog out, I have to get the paratransit. I have to have a destination. And there's a lot of planning into service dogs, most especially a seeing eye dog. And I want to emphasize with people that I wish that I could just take my regular dog everywhere. My dog is my eyes. He is my freedom. He is my independence. And maybe I wouldn't feel so strong if I hadn't had a situation where my seeing eye dog was attacked by two other dogs in establishments. And it's an unfortunate situation, but the American with Disability Act protects my dog.
Yes, it does.
And they're just opening Pandora's box with this. And I think we need a legislator that is going to step forward next to people like Pete Schwarzkopf and some of the others and stand up for the purpose of a seeing eye dog, a real service dog. And the training, there's 2 years of training that goes into this dog before he's even set with a potential, person that's going to have them. And it's quite a process. So I'm on my second seeing eye dog, and the training is constant. We have obedience training that we have to do daily, socialization. I mean, this dog is taught not only to be a power of example for what his job is when I'm out, but he's taught a lot of other skills. And
explain then, how can someone's pet on the patio or whatever, their pet dog, how does that interfere? Because you've been attacked, I guess. What other ways might it interfere with the service dog?
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's another distraction. And the whole purpose, primary purpose, of a service dog, most especially a seeing eye dog, is to be focused on the safety of the person that they're guiding. And that takes away from it. If everybody could keep their animal under the table and go through a series of different exercises that they do at seeing eye schools and be certified. I have a badge that I keep with me at all time that states that this is a real seeing eye dog.
Sure.
And that, the legislation that it took to get this under the American with Disabilities Act, this is something of a joke to me. Now everybody wants to bring their pets in food establishments and places like that. If they had 1 minute of their life being blind, they would understand what I'm talking about. I just don't think that it's ever going to be a good idea. With the things that we have going on in the world, then it's going to be join the bandwagon, allow pets in restaurants. And I'm not even discussing the hygienic things. I know with the seeing eye dog, there are certain hygienic things that I do daily. I brush my dog daily. I make sure that his nails are cut. I make sure that I do obedience training with him. It goes on and on with a service animal. You can't just go get a service dog. You have to be trained.
Absolutely. Well, Ann, you've been it's been great to hear your call. You know, I always enjoy it when you call. Thanks for your very interesting perspective. I hope some lawmakers will take that into consideration.
I'll join the bandwagon if they want to go to the other side. And, Dan, thank you for the opportunity of free speech.
Thank you, Ann. Have a great day. Next text says this: I like dogs, but can't have one because my wife is allergic. So why should someone else have the right to bring their dog? It's like kids that can't bring a peanut butter sandwich to school because some other child is allergic. All right. Next text says, it's official, Dan. Pete is king. LOL. 855 Delaware 105.